Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat. Uppercut season, no time. You stop breathing. So yeah, though, for boxing this week, again, this time is boxing on Friday. And since it originally too, because I was like, Jesus, what time is this card in Saudi Arabia on Friday?
It was tripping me out. I expected to be on Saturday. It was tripping me out for a second. It took me a while to realize it really was on Friday.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, too, it's like, I think the prelim shit, it starts at like 10 or 11 a.m., but the main card starts at 1 p.m. Eastern time. I'm like, yo, like, I mean, that's fucking weird and crazy. To have a car like that on Friday. Like, I'm contemplating taking time off just so I can watch that shit in peace, because I know if I try to watch that shit and I work, then I'm going to get distracted by, you know, people wanting me for certain shit. So, but, yeah, Anthony Joshua and Francis Ngannou, yeah, they're fighting, yeah, in the afternoon. Since, you know, although Saudi Arabia time, I'm pretty sure it'll be evening time and it'll be dark or whatever. So yeah, that's the, you know, that's the big card for this weekend or whatever. And it does have a good buzz. I will say that, though. It does have a good buzz and everything like that. And obviously, the reason why we're getting this fight is because fucking Tyson Fury decided to not take this shit seriously. He gets dropped by Ngannou, and Ngannou pretty much gets robbed of getting a decision win. And obviously, of course, you know, because remember, I remember when we did the preview for this, I was making fun of the fact that Ngannou was plus 5,000 for a decision win, and how that nearly shit came to pass, you know. But Ngannou, because of that, you know, obviously is like, you know, WBC Shameless gives him an actual top 10 ranking, and it's like, oh, and then he signs with PFL. But he's like, okay, you know, I'm gonna get another fight with another heavyweight. So bam, here comes Anthony Joshua, who's, you know, who after the Usyk losses, he has kind of rebuilt himself. You know, last time out he fought Otto Wallin and beat the shit out of him, you know, for a fifth round stoppage. So again, like, I'm not necessarily a fan of this of these type of fights like this. But it has a little bit of intrigue. Now, Ngannou, you know, doing what he did against Fury is, you know, gives it that intrigue. I'm like, okay, I'm interested in watching it, but it's going to be one of those things. It's just like, even though I just knew it, even though I still feel it's going to be some old bullshit. let's see. P, so what do you think about Ngannou and Joshua?
I think, Joshua is not going to have, you know, a career mode glitch like Fury. I think he's going to box him up, and I think we'll see a late stoppage, ninth round stoppage.
Hey, that's right. I'm sorry. Let me just double check to see how many rounds. I think it's 10. I think it's 10 rounds.
It's 10. It's 10.
Yeah, it's 10 rounds. Okay. Yeah.
I think he was just going to jab him. Jab, jab, jab. It'd be a jab fest. Jabs and right hands.
Boo!
Ngannou, bro.
Nobody wants to see that if you're doing all those commercials about Street Fighter and Knockout Chaos. You better not go out there and fight like no fucking Lennox Lewis.
I mean, them motherfuckers were fighting like on some Final Fight shit. Like, niggas was Hagar and shit, nigga. Like, I better see something.
Yeah, like niggas was Cody and Hagar. Like,
yeah.
Bro, don't give me this jab bullshit. I don't want to see no goddamn. I mean, Golovkin, Lemieux.
That's what you're getting. That's what you're getting. You may not like it, but accept it. That's what you're getting. You're getting a jab.
Man, that shit will fuck up Josh. Like, dude, Joshua, don't listen to this nigga. Like, aggressively fight behind the jab. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't get why niggas can't aggressively use the jab. Like, that's the shit that be killing the fuck out of me. Like, it's like whenever you tell a nigga to jab, they say, you know what? Be boring as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, you can be aggressive with the jab. You can be like I Corte and be pumping two or three jabs at a time, and then you put in some power shots and you doubling up hooks. Like, be aggressive off the jab. But no, these niggas be...
Yeah.
Like, no, nigga.
Because,
like,
most, because Because for them, the jab is the throwaway. It's the, okay, you know what? I'm going to just throw this and set up something what I really
want. Yeah, they literally throw away the fight. You don't really want to throw it. They couldn't do that against niggas in the 90s when motherfuckers is up here like, all right, fuck that jab, nigga. These niggas that get whooped by, what's his name? Like that, a Burt Cooper nigga be like crazy for these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, God damn, why he keep dipping and moving? Like, you saw how fucking Brian Jennings troubled niggas.
Yeah.
And that's just a motherfucker coming forward with his hands.
And then, I mean, largely the thing that made Ngannou so impressive and effective against Fury is the fact he was able to nullify Fury's strength. Now, Fury is a strong guy, but Ngannou has a wrestling base. Because keep in mind, boxers back in the day, in the old days, used to train in wrestling so they can learn how to actually work in clinches and how to get the, you know, how to get the upper hand. Stuff that probably they should still do, they should start doing. Especially some of these heavyweights should start doing. And then once Fury could realize he couldn't bully dude around, he couldn't put his weight on him, he couldn't do any of that shit. Fury was had to box, and his boxing was looking mid against Ngannou. So that was, you know,
because Ngannou's boxing ability was way better than Fury anticipated. Like, right. That's why I don't think the whole I'm gonna just try to jab this guy routine is gonna just work like that. Like, it may work a little bit, it may work in spurts, but Ngannou, he's not gonna just sit there and just take the bare minimum from somebody. Right. Like, I don't think your jab has to be like all time great level to do that. And Joshua has a good solid jab, but it ain't no all time great level where he could command a nigga of that fortitude like that. So,
right.
Cause if he do it, if he jab somebody, that he need to be on some like, I jab you up like for 2-3 rounds and start laying bombs in that third and fourth.
Yeah,
but then Ngannou gonna figure that out by now. He gonna probably try to hook off that jab. He gonna probably counter it with a hook, or you don't want to damn make this shit end up looking like Sam Peter Tony 2.
Right?
You think a nigga then he gonna level up and he really level up? Think about it, look, Ngannou's one of those guys where if you doubt him, but then he like proves you wrong, he's gonna fucking like, he's not just gonna just stay right there. He don't come up as one of those guys that just, I'll prove you wrong once.
Mm-hmm.
He's improving probably more than any other heavyweight boxer right now.
No, he got a match work ethic. Like, this guy, remember in UFC, you know, he lost his first title fight because he couldn't defend a takedown. Next time he fights that same guy, he defends a takedown, you know, I'm just saying, like, he has a crazy work ethic, you know?
He's gonna damn, like, nah, boy, Joshua better take this motherfucker serious.
Yeah, like, Joshua can't play with you, like, can't play around with dude. Like, Joshua has to land combinations on dude, like, land him.
Push him backwards.
People are saying he's going to Ruiz it, but I think he should, you know, I think he shouldn't, you know, I mean, a little bit, but he needs to.
He got, dude, I'd rather, look, if he fought like the Ruiz fight for the first two rounds and just went off, that'd probably be his best bet. Like, don't play with this dude. Like, jab your way mid-range, hook, uppercuts, do all your special moves, bro. Like, don't play with this nigga, man.
Yo, LB, though, what do you think about the result? What do you think it's going to be?
Man, a part of me is like, yo, Joshua can't fuck this up. This has fifth round KO written all over it. But then who am I? Like, what do I know with these fights? Like, I ain't been the best at predicting fights lately, so I don't know. Usually I'm fire in the beginning of the year, but that's my bet. I'm sorry, mine might be a bet. I guess that's my call. It could go either way. Like Joshua, I mean, Ngannou is going to be approaching this super serious.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Joshua got that confidence to where he's not going to do no stupid shit. He's going to go in there and get rid of this guy and approach him like Lennox approached Giants and try to bomb him out.
Right.
Which is exactly what I would do if, you know, if I was in Joshua's shoes, but not how me, like, nah, that's, I couldn't fight him like how Josh, I'm telling Joshua to fight him. Like, but yeah, just go in there, you know, fight aggressively behind the jab, get exchanges going, and tear him up. Like, just run him over. Like, he has the talent, the speed, the power, the size, everything to do that. You know, take him serious and fight him serious. Don't do this Fury shit. Like, the way Fury look now, like, yo, honestly, Fury gonna beat the shit out of Usyk, because, like, you know Usyk, like, you know Fury's taking Usyk as a threat, the way, the shape he's in. We've never seen Fury in this type of fucking shape, ever.
Of course, man. Dude's in crazy shape.
Crazy fucking shape. If he would've took Ngannou that serious, yeah, we probably wouldn't be here right now. But he didn't, thus... Yeah. This fight's made. All you hating ass cracker motherfuckers who you was awesome, like, nah, we don't need to see this again. Nope. Y'all weren't really speaking that loud when Fury was fighting this dude. Like, it was right. Just, oh, let Fury get his money. Let Ngannou get his money. You know, hey, Jake Paul does it for guys. Like, let Ben does it too.
Yeah, now Ngannou's getting like somewhere around $20 million for this, and Joshua's getting like $40 million. Like, you know, it's you know, lucrative money for them.
Yeah, and I feel like they overpaid for this fight. But this fight ain't worth no fucking $60 million.
It's not, though, but, you know, everyone loves a sideshow.
Yeah, for a heavyweight sideshow and that, like, I mean, yay. And I'm a fan of the fight. I had nothing wrong with this fight. I feel like both earned it. Like, Joshua mm-hmm. deserves like a money fight right now. He's been old. He the one who held down the heavyweight division last year. Let's just get that.
Yeah.
Like no heavyweight put it on like how he did for the division. Like, he held it down for that year.
Facts.
Hey, so we're gonna get this money fight.
I mean, I'm picking Joshua. You know, I think most of us picked Fury over Ngannou. But you know, again, Ngannou showed a different layer. Like, I don't think there's an argument he might have beat Fury, maybe. But knocking him down, you know, it's crazy.
No, what am I arguing? Nigga, everybody said he beat him except for King P. Yeah, niggas in the chat who was disagreeing with King P, bro. Like,
maybe I should rewatch it.
The man was wrong.
I thought Ngannou won, but I know the Fury have some fucking crazy gypsy Illuminati bullshit. I'm just saying, it's weird. But you know, Ngannou's work ethic's unmatched. Like, he's improved a lot, you know what I mean? He has crazy work ethic. And I appreciate his story, you know, coming from nothing, you know, putting his people on. But I'm rooting for boxing, and I think AJ's going to win. I just don't know, not sure of the method. Like, he might do, you know, he might not try to engage and just outbox him. I think it's 10 rounds, right?
Yeah, it's 10 rounds.
So, I mean, maybe he could wear him down late or something. Because, I don't know. I mean, I've never seen Ngannou in the UFC get knocked out or anything. He's lost, but he's never been knocked, you know, hurt. Maybe he's been hurt a couple times, but he's seemed like he's a solid chin. So, but I expect AJ, he's been on a run. You know, he had his best year in a long time. Three wins last year. Was it 2 KOs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and he beat solid fighters. And I think he knows this is, you know, like, if he loses this fight, 3-time champion, because that Hrgović IBF title is looming. If he loses this fight, it's a wrap. I mean, not a wrap, but I mean, it's, yeah. If he loses this fight, it might be a wrap. I'm just saying. Not, you know, like.
Yeah, no, it won't be very good if he does lose.
It's a bad look. I mean, you know, Fury already made heavy, you know, boxing look bad for the UFC fucking douchebags. But, yeah, I'll say AJ wins. Fuck it, I'm going to say AJ, you know, gets him out in round 9. Round 8. We'll stop in round 8.
All right, that's what it is. Let me see. I'm just trying to pull up the odds for this.
The ref will stop it, or maybe, you know, the gum's getting worn down in the corner. I just think, yeah.
All right, so odds. Okay, so method of victory for Joshua and Ngannou. Here we go. So a points decision for Joshua is plus 460. A KO is minus 220. Draw is plus 3,300. Ngannou decision is plus 2,000, and Ngannou KO is plus 440. So
they really think that, like, it's possible for Ngannou to knock dude out.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Like, I was thinking they would have been like 600 or above, but they said 440. Like, nah, he could get him.
that's fucking crazy. Like,
if Nagano was knocked out, like most UFC fighters go, you know, UFC fighters, they go out sad all the time. You know, other quote unquote legends, they always be just jobbing for 3-4 fights and, you know, opening cards after they were a champion. Nagano's never been knocked out. You know, he never been really, you know, so it's like, you know, it's hard
to. Say he's in his prime or like close to it.
I mean, he's older, right? But heavyweight age, he's not too old, you know. Oh, he's like 38, 39 or something.
Yeah, he's 30.
Yeah, like he's not out of it.
Yeah, yeah. If he wins, that'd be. I mean, I want AJ to win, but yeah, it's intriguing. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, no, it is. And then the co-main is also. By the way, I also have Joshua by KO. Like, I do think he's gonna. I don't think Joshua.
What round?
He's gonna KO him probably by like 6.
Okay, so you see what I'm thinking? Like this screaming mid round stoppage, right?
Right.
Like, I don't see this shit going past 7. Like, it'll literally be either 5, 6, or 7. Like, whatever they get the prop bet for that, like, yeah, that might be the one right there, yo. Because, yeah. So my bad, yo. Continue.
No, it's all good, though. But, yeah, no, it's, and then also, the main event, though, has, you know, it can also be the main event itself with, like, Zile Zhang and Joseph Parker. You know, and this is an intriguing fight because, you know, Zhang is coming off knocking out Joe Joyce twice, and then you have Parker who redeemed himself, you know, after getting knocked out by Joyce, you know, winning 4 fights, culminating with him damn near blanking out Deontay Wilder, you know, last December, you know, so, and that, and, you know, like I said, it was impressive too because unlike Fury and them, like Joshua, I mean, Joseph Parker didn't even get touched, like barely touched by that right hand. So shit was crazy. Like he didn't get any, laid a whooping on Wilder. Although people just don't like me saying that. So, you know, some people really like to say that Wilder got an asshole, but that's what happened. And Parker now has a shot now.
Get closer. Well, Wilder don't think he got his ass whooped. So don't even mention his stance.
Yeah, right.
Have you seen the tweet Wilder said, like, man, I seen the fight, man. You were just bullshit. And I'm like, bro, okay, all right, you got it. There you go. Man. It's yours.
Word, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, again, Pete, though, what do you think about Parker and Zhang?
Parker versus Zhang, I think Zhang gets him out of there late. I think, like, I'd say 10th round. It's going to be a good fight, though. But.
Yeah, it should be. Because, I mean, basically, I mean, I think Zhang, for the most part, is a... He's a 6-round fighter, too. Because, you know, the motherfucker's too fucking big. And he actually does have a little bit of a work rate, too, these days. Like, motherfucker actually be setting up his shots and everything, like, throwing combinations and everything. You know, but... You
and he has some boxing ability about himself, so, yeah.
Right. You know, but man, by usually by a 6, though, he starts fading, and he starts fading fast. You know, and Parker is just more or less, you know, if Parker doesn't get touched by a dude repeatedly, you know, and, you know, doesn't walk into anything that might not, you know, doesn't walk into any silly shit. But, you know, well, like I said, this is definitely because I know, obviously, the winner of the fight, you know, has that interim WBO belt, and, you know, obviously, they'll become the full champion should either Fury or Usyk decide to get rid of it, you know. But like I said, there's nothing like having a quality heavyweight co-main. For me, I mean, honestly, I'm thinking, as much as I want to say Parker to knock him out, Zhang is hard to put down for the most part. Like, you know, but I think Parker might be able to repeat what he, you know, did against Wilder against Zhang. I think he might win a decision. What about you, LB?
I kind of feel that way, too. But I think he might, like, try to stop Zhang. If Zhang starts gassing, I think Parker might put his foot down, like, and try to get him out of there. Because Zhang's the type of guy, like, he's too dangerous to just keep around. Like, but he's used to keeping guys, but he's used to it with the whole Wilder shit, but Wilder and Zhang is different. Like, Wilder ain't, like, the boxing IQ ain't the same like Zhang, so.
Facts.
So, yeah, like, I'm looking at maybe Parker by decision or late KO.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like it'll get chippy in the damn championship. Is this 10 rounds or 12?
This is 12.
Oh, okay. I say Parker by 11.
That works.
Parker by 11. Hold on, wait. What up, Deontay Jones? What it do? Yo, finally caught my niggas live. Pause. Hope y'all are well. Oh, yeah, man. We doing good, man. You know what I mean? Monday night.
Salute. It's been a
minute. So let's see.
Pilot Gang's favorite Dallas fan.
Yeah, whatever, yo. Ain't no Dallas fans here, nigga. Hey, yo, Pilot, yo, what you think, though?
You know, Parker, after he lost to Joyce and got brutally knocked out, for him to come back, you know, get it, like, he had, like, fought four times, I think, last year, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was super active.
He was actively active. I mean, activity matters, you know? So he'll be a super live dog in this, like, you know, it'll be been on point with his picks, I ain't gonna lie. So I can see Parker winning, but I think Zhang is right now in his, like, in his sort of, you know, once he beat Joyce, he kind of took Joyce's, you know, thunder, you know, steam. So I think Zhang, you know, he has had gas tank issues because, you know, other than Hrgović, he's been knocking guys out before he gasses, you know, because he had the gas issues. He had a couple draws where he had a draw with some booty he shouldn't have had a draw
with. Yeah, Jerry Forbes, yeah. But in that one, yeah, because, I mean, well, there's a lot of other issues. It wasn't just the gassing out. Dude. Yeah. You know, was dehydrated and shit, like he was. Who knew what the fuck he was doing? But
I remember, like, one of the first times they were really pushing Zhang, and you know, he's supposed to get a nice knockout and kind of struggled, but he's looked good ever since. You know, but styles make fights. Parker's a live dog. He's one of the best heavyweights in the world. I mean, I don't know if I'd rate him. Who would you rank higher in the heavyweight list right now between those two?
What's that?
Who would you rate higher? Like, who's a, you know, because, you know,
Parker's Parker.
Kind of, yeah, Parker, right?
Yeah.
Parker by the total sum of things.
Yeah.
He would have to. Zhang really just got, you know, he kind of made his name off of beating up one dude over and over. It just happened to be that one dude kind of made himself to be, like, top five or some shit, though. So, it matters, but... Then remember, he still got some unfinished work with what's his name too. So
he Hellenius'd it, huh? No, he should have won the Hrgović fight. But anyways, I think I'm gonna pick.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm picking Big Bang Zhang Paul's round 7. I didn't get him out in 7.
Alright.
If he doesn't get him out in 7 or 8, he might lose. But I think.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at the bet and the odds right now.
That's what I want to hear.
For Zhang, points decision is +460. For a KO for Zhang is -120. A draw is +1600. For a Parker points decision is +350. And for a Parker KO, it's +600. So, I mean, there's value in a Zhang decision.
And a Parker KO.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But yeah, this is a quality fight. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
And that's the real main event.
Yeah. And then somehow, some way, Ray Vargas, as we mentioned before, found his way to a Saudi bag. You know, it's like, now to have him on the card too is just like, I mean, obviously, I mean, as P said, you get, you know, he's very hot and cold, largely like cold. You know, like. Yeah, it depends. But the funny thing is, too, he's fighting... Nick Paul is coming off beating Isaac Dogbe, you know, and... But the funny thing is, too, is, like, Nick Paul is only, like, 5'2". So it's going to be... And Vargas is, like, 5'8". So it's somewhere around there. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, it's going to be a pressure little man against a tall boxer. You know, like, you know... So it has that type of intrigue, whereas, like, you know, Ball could just be on some, you know, because Ball, I think, has stopped his last 3 or 4 opponents, you know, and Vargas, I don't think has stopped anybody since 2016. Not since he was on Golden Boy, like, way into Golden Boy, like, you know, so it's like, but hey, you know, Vargas has a bag, and Nick Ball is signed to the Saudis, so that's how you got on this card, I guess. you know. And I know part of me, I can talk for everyone, is I'm pretty sure everyone wants Ray Vargas to lose this fight. I know P does. P's mentioned that.
Yeah, he's such a real boring style. He's a sweet scientist and a Mexican fighter. It's weird.
Yeah, you know, he's definitely a sweet scientist.
He's a good fighter. He's just boring to watch. You know? And he can win this fight. He's like almost a foot taller. You know, Nick Ball's like a true, like, he's 5'2". You know, he's like a kind of, he's a tank, but he's undersized for featherweight. You know what I mean?
But he has power. Nick Ball can actually punch. So part of it is like, you know, we gotta see like Ball just. I mean, I'm pretty sure if the fight's close, they're gonna give it to Nick Ball anyways, because Vargas is like, because the funny thing is, when he lost to Foster, you almost forgot that it was just for a vacant super featherweight title, and he was still the fucking featherweight champion. So it was like, he was always going to come back, though, and actually defend it. But, you know, I mean, like I said, it's a fight that could either be really good unexpectedly or really struggle due to Vargas really, you know, boxing dude's head off or Ball not being able to get on the inside, though. But yeah, no, and you know, like I said, and I think obviously they have other people. They have some Queensberry fighters, and then they have Tyson's brother Roman that's fighting. It's fighting, I think, like in the prelims and stuff like that. So yeah, you know, it's like I said, it's on a Friday. If you're on the East Coast, everything starts at 10 a.m. with the main card starting at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And again, that's fucking crazy that it's at those times, though. So, yeah. Like, tomorrow, I'll know for sure if I'm going to be blocking some time off of my calendar so I can sit there and watch this shit. Oh, man, though. But, yeah, like I said, it should be, again, you know. And obviously, you know, Saudi Arabian cards, you know. Allegedly, I know on Twitter, you know, some of them saying that there's a lot of seats left and stuff like that, and just like, yeah, don't worry, I'm pretty sure there'll be no seats by the time that shit comes on. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we'll see how it goes. Like, you know, Ngannou, will obviously a win for Ngannou being Joshua will probably lead to him fighting Fury for, you know, in a rematch, and with the possible title on the line. You know, and stuff like that, or Zhang and or Parker, you know, finally getting themselves closer to being heavyweight champion. But yeah, either way, it should be a good watch. You know, but like I said, it's on a Friday, so y'all have Saturday and Sunday to have a social life.